You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's Chief Medical Officer, Professor Paul Kelly, says the Doherty Institute will be refining its original COVID-19 modelling this week to take into account Australia's current case numbers. Australia just recorded 917 daily cases, with 830 of them in New South Wales. The modelling gets frequent mentions by politicians as its assumptions underpin a return to some semblance of pre-pandemic life once 70 to 80% of adults are fully vaccinated. Once those targets are met, the Institute modelling sees lockdowns being largely a thing of the past. But some of the states and territories say this original plan is based on low daily case numbers. Professor Kelly says the original modeling by the Doherty Institute will be able to be refined. He says once the vaccination targets are reached, the numbers of those becoming severely ill and dying will decrease.
Over time, once you get to 70 and 80%, those numbers decrease, and it's the effect of the vaccination of controlling those numbers of severe illness, which is the important component of the modelling. If you start from a higher base, and we've asked the Doherty and I had discussions with them on Friday after National Cabinet, because National Cabinet was very interested in exactly this question you've asked. So they're doing that modelling again now. But on first principles, that same effect that you have at 70 and 80% would be the same effect. It would minimise the number of people in ICU particularly and in hospitalisation. How that exactly affects it is exactly the work that's being done by the Doherty modelling this week.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says it's highly unlikely Australia will return to having zero cases in the community because of the Delta variant. The view appears to support New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian, who is promising to start easing restrictions once 70% of the adult population is fully vaccinated. Western Australia's Premier Mark McGowan believes COVID zero is still obtainable, but the Director of Epidemiology at the Doherty Institute, Professor Jodie McVernon, has told Sky News that pursuing such a strategy will be difficult.
I think that will be a very challenging strategy to pursue into the future. We have seen how contagious this virus is. We've seen how difficult it is to keep out. And in jurisdictions that have had highly effective public health responses and contained outbreaks, you know, it has been getting away. I mean, this is the scenario in New South Wales right now. So I think it is really important for the population to understand what we're dealing with and to be realistic about what we're facing moving forward.
Queensland went another day with no local cases, and the Australian Capital Territory had 19, with 17 of them linked to known outbreaks and 6 infectious in the community. New South Wales detected 830 new cases, reported 3 additional deaths, and more than 900 people have been fined for breaching health orders. On Monday, new restrictions come into force. They include a nightly curfew from 9 o'clock until 5 in the morning in the 12 local government areas of concern. People will only be allowed outside of their homes during those hours if they are an authorized worker or for an emergency. Face masks become mandatory across all of New South Wales and must be worn outdoors at all times except during exercise. And people in the LGAs of concern are restricted to 1 hour of exercise per day. Victoria has 65 new local cases, with 55 linked to known outbreaks and just 12 in isolation for their entire infectious period. The Victorian government will provide paid sick leave for public sector employees to get vaccinated, including nurses, teachers, ambulance workers, police, and firefighters. The government is also launching another aged care workforce immunization blitz. From Monday, residential aged care and disability workers will be able to get the vaccine of their choice, irrespective of their age, at vaccination centres across Victoria. Health Minister Martin Foley is encouraging unvaccinated workers in those sectors to come forward.
Residential aged care and disability workers will be able to walk up in one of more than 50 vaccination centres that the state runs across Victoria and to get vaccinated with the vaccine of their choice, regardless of their age.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.